the operator brief that turns today's regulation noise into one next move. If you are still sending a 5-day non-payment notice to your Virginia tenants, you are already out of compliance as of July 1st. Virginia's updated landlord-tenant law is live, and it comes with several changes that go beyond just eviction timelines. Today, we run the red, yellow, and green flags on what hit July 1st, what is coming next, and what an operator can actually do about it before the week is out. Here's the number that matters first, 14 days. Virginia just extended the notice period for non-payment of rent from 5 days to 14 before you can file for eviction. If you are operating in Virginia and your lease addendum, your property management software, or your legal notice template still say 5 days, you have an illegal template. Update it today. That is a red flag. Also red, maintenance fees. Virginia now restricts when you can charge a tenant for repairs. Under the new rule, maintenance fees are only legal if the tenant caused the damage. Routine upkeep, general wear, property improvements, none of those can be passed to the tenant as a fee. If your lease has a broad maintenance charge clause, it may now be unenforceable in Virginia. Review it with your attorney this week. Now the payment rules. Virginia requires landlords to accept checks and money orders as payment methods. You cannot force tenants into an app-only or portal-only payment system and block traditional paper methods. If you charge a payment processing fee, that fee can only be the actual cost the third-party processor charges. Markups are prohibited. That is not just a compliance footnote. A 50-unit operator running a property management platform that routes all payments through a proprietary portal may have to adjust the configuration or face a fee dispute on every unit. Audit your payment workflows this week. That is a yellow flag. The Illinois fee picture is moving too. Illinois House Bill 3564 passed the legislature and is awaiting the governor's signature. If signed, it takes effect January 1st, 2027. It bans lease renewal fees outright, caps late fees, and requires that all non-optional charges appear on the first page of the lease. Undisclosed fees become unenforceable. If you operate in Illinois, your lease template will need a structural rewrite before year end. Watch for the signature. That is a yellow flag. Here is where operators with clean systems start to win. Virginia's new law requires landlords to disclose tenant screening criteria upfront, including which factors trigger an automatic denial. That sounds like a compliance burden, but it is actually a tenant retention and dispute reduction tool. A clear, documented criteria set reduces dispute risk and removes the ambiguity that produces costly screening complaints. Operators who build that into their leasing workflow this quarter are ahead of the curve. Green flag. And for the forward-looking green, Virginia's 90-day rent increase notice requirement is not live yet. It takes effect July 1st, 2027, and it applies to operators of more than 4 units. That gives you 12 months to build the cadence into your renewal calendar. Do not wait. Operators who scramble to retrofit a quarterly rent notice process in June 2027 will miss windows. Build the system now. Test it this fall. Green flag. Coming up this week on the rent roll, we are watching the Illinois governor's desk to find out whether Illinois operators lose the lease renewal fee by New Year's. And we will track the HUD proposed rule on rapid eviction timelines as it moves through public comment. If regulatory moves like this show up in your market and you need the operator's read before the next tenant call, follow the rent roll so you never miss an episode. The rent roll. One next move.